All right, we're going to make some instructions for Seth with Lieutenant Pekarsky. All right, there's a couple things to keep in mind here, Seth. You can't just take a shot and then blow into the tube. It doesn't work so well that way.
Yes, that's correct. Basically, you need to let the residual alcohol be evaporated or eliminated from your mouth. So one of the things you need to do is, after consuming whatever quantity of alcohol you choose to consume, you need to wait at least 10 or 15 minutes. Nothing to eat, nothing to drink. No alcohol, no smoking, no tobacco, anything like that in your mouth for about 10 or 15 minutes. 20 minutes is optimal, but 10 or 15 isn't going to hurt. So don't drink anything, no more alcohol, don't put anything in your mouth. Then you can start the test. When you start the test, you affix the tube on there, hold the on-off button for about 2 seconds. You'll see the machine turn on. It runs through a basic series of self-tests. You'll see some things flashing on the screen. It'll then give you a message on the screen that says BLO, and the machine will be ready for you to blow into it. When it comes time to blow into the machine, you're going to need to wrap your lips tightly and create a tight seal around the tube. Pretend like you're blowing up a balloon. It'll be a long, steady breath for approximately 5 to 7 seconds. It is going to feel a little bit longer than you're expecting it to feel, so just make sure you have enough air to give a long, steady breath for about 5 to 7 seconds. And when it's done, the machine, you'll hear a click in the machine, and that means the sample's been accepted. At that time, you can take the tube out of your mouth, stop blowing, flip the machine over, and you can take a look at the screen and see how you're doing.
One other thing, I'm sure you've seen people try to pull this when you're out on the road. They try to rinse their mouth out with either mouthwash or water or coffee or something like that to get rid of that residual alcohol in their mouth. There's no real way to fool this or speed up the process, is there?
The process doesn't change. It doesn't speed it up. The machine will actually sense if there's residual alcohol or mouth alcohol. The machine will read that differently, and it will not register, and it'll give you an error message if you have residual alcohol. In addition, all those tricks of coffee, or I've had people have a mouthful of pennies. They've heard that pennies or copper or something like that will affect the machine. The machine only measures ethanol. It only measures alcohol concentration. So nothing else that you can put in your mouth or ingest is going to change the amount of alcohol concentration that machine measures, because actually it's measuring the air from it down in your lungs. And really nothing that's going to change the quantity of alcohol that's in your lungs. So none of the tricks or anything you can do, and you're welcome to try them. You're welcome to suck on a mouthful of pennies for 5 minutes and then spit them out and see if it changes your BAC at all, but I highly doubt that you're going to see any difference.
Is there a difference in how alcohol affects people if they are, say, hungry or already full? What happens if Seth eats breakfast or goes on empty stomach in the morning?
Well, alcohol's effects are going to be felt no matter what. However, you're about your body's ability to absorb the alcohol may be either sped up or slowed down by the quantity of food or the types of food that you have in your stomach. The alcohol will still be in your system. However, if you have a full stomach, it may be absorbing in your body at a slower rate as if you had an empty stomach where you have nothing else to absorb into your body. Other than the alcohol, it's going to be absorbed much quicker. So you may see that rise in blood alcohol level at a much faster rate on an empty stomach than you would on a full stomach. However, the identical quantity of alcohol is still going to be absorbed into your system. However, it just might be that the time it's absorbed might be longer with a full stomach.
You probably see that on the road where somebody maybe started drinking without having anything to eat, and suddenly the effects are very noticeable.
Yeah, the effects would probably kick in much faster, and they would notice the impairment coming on much, much quicker than somebody who, say, went out and had a fish fry first and then had a few beers afterwards. They would still have similar effects. However, those effects would be felt at a much more delayed or much more drawn-out pace as opposed to somebody who had an empty stomach.
Something to keep in mind is that not every bar mixes drinks the same. So as Seth is doing his test, if he's doing this with cans of beer, bottles of beer, you have a measurable amount of alcohol over a period of time. But let's say it's mixed drinks. Bars are different, aren't they?
Yeah. It's very difficult at times to gauge the quantity of alcohol you've consumed by drinking a mixed drink. These statistics and the graphs and the data that's out there is generally 1 ounce of 80 proof alcohol. However, depending on what bar you go to, your mixed drink may contain anywhere between 1 ounce, 2 ounces, less than 1 ounce, depending on how the bartender mixes your mixed drink. So just saying you had one mixed drink can oftentimes be difficult to judge the actual amount of alcohol that might be in that drink. All the numbers and statistics and data is given off a very specific quantity of alcohol, but that varies from bartender to bartender and different taverns you go to. Another thing to consider is the rise of the microbrews and all the different breweries in the area. A pint of beer can have varying alcohol concentrations. If you get a specialty pint of a microbrewed beer, that can be significantly higher in alcohol concentration than a standard pint of a domestic beer. So that can vary from 6 to 8% alcohol for a specialty microbrewed beer, where a domestic beer could only be a couple percent alcohol. So even though you're consuming the same volume of liquid, the concentration of alcohol in certain types of beer is much greater, even double the concentration of alcohol in a domestic beer. So that also plays into your blood alcohol level. Even though you're drinking the same quantity of alcohol, because the concentration is much higher, you're going to have a much greater level of blood alcohol concentration as a result of that. So those are things to consider when you are consuming alcohol, that you may not often have control over the mixed drinks that are being made, and just be aware that the varying alcohol concentrations of the beers are going to definitely impact you differently.
So somebody tells you, I only had three beers, officer, it might have been three cans of Miller Lite, or it might have been somebody that just left Red Eye or the Brew Pub or Bull Falls.
Yes, well, my first question there is, well, how big were those beers? Were they really, really big beers? Because, you know, three cans of Miller Lite is a lot different than three really big 36-ounces of beer somewhere else, you know. So that definitely is something that people need to be aware of and consider. That, you know, people enjoy experiencing all the different microbreweries and the facilities in the city of Wausau that offer some fantastic beers, but that's also something they need to consider when drinking that, is oftentimes those beers have a higher alcohol concentration. And you might think you're only having one 12-ounce glass or one 16-ounce glass of beer. However, that could easily equate to the same alcohol concentration of having two regular domestic light beers. It's definitely something that you need to be aware of, and it's going to affect you a little bit differently.
Any advice for Seth as far as what he's going to think he feels like versus what he does feel like?
Well, you'll probably feel like Superman, and you'll probably think you can do anything. Generally, people's impressions are that they maybe feel a little bit better than they actually are and have a little bit more confidence in their abilities and skills than maybe their blood alcohol level is suggesting that they really do. That's generally the impression people are under. However, if you don't drink very often, you may feel the effects of the alcohol sooner, or they may be stronger if you're not accustomed to drinking alcohol a lot as often. People that probably drink more often, their bodies are more used to the effects of alcohol, and they've developed mannerisms and coping mechanisms that their body can cope with that, and they actually feel better than they really are, because their body's used to having a certain level of alcohol concentration in it. So I hope he has fun. I hope he has a safe ride home. And it should be a very interesting experiment for you guys to do.